Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Stephen M.R. Covey back on the show. Stephen M.R. is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Covey Link and Franklin Covey Global Speed of Trust Practice. And, you know, he's become one of the world's experts on trust, the power of trust, the influence of trust, the importance of trust, the essentialness of trust. His first book, The Speed of Trust, he's talked about on the show here many times before. And the new book, which he's co-authored with his friend Greg Link, is called Smart Trust. Stephen M.R. Covey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I am always delighted to be on your show. I think so highly of the great work you do for small businesses in this country. So thank you for the honor.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that very much. And my audience and I send our best wishes to your parents, to Stephen Covey and your wonderful mother, and we send please give them our best.
Thank you. I'll personally pass that on.
I know you will, and I appreciate that. Hey, Stephen, we talked about the speed of trust, and the last time you were here, the previous visits when you've been here, one of my favorite quotes is the passage. I won't read it right now because it's long, but the passage from the chapter that's headed, "The only thing that changes everything is trust," and I use that all the time. And so speed, trust does cut through a lot of inefficiencies, and it really makes things better. But now you're talking about something called smart trust. I want you to tell us about that.
Yeah, here's the idea. We all acknowledge that there's low trust all around us. We see it in society and, mm-hmm. and in institutions, and trust going down. So that's a reality. And so if we trust too much in a low trust world, we're afraid that we might get burned. But at the same time, the other side is if we don't trust enough, if we don't trust anyone because of the fact we can't trust some, we won't even see possibilities. Mm-hmm. And we'll foreclose on our future and our opportunities and just not see the potential and the opportunities that are out there. So we need to find a third alternative, a way to navigate with high trust in this low trust world and do it in a way that minimizes the risk and maximizes the possibilities, the opportunities.
So
that's the whole idea of smart trust.
I agree with what you said about the problem with we put our shields up, don't we? Whenever we go through the period of time that we've gone through, and we see institutions that we thought we could count on, people we thought we could count on let us down, whether it be small time, you know, or big time, and we put our shields up. And what you're saying is just putting our shields up is a natural reaction, but it's not going to help. It's not going to get us out of this, is it? I mean, we've got to be judicious and discerning about where we put our shields up. Is that what smart trust is?
That's exactly what it is. It's about the judgment that says, don't use a one-size-fits-all approach. Don't become suspicious of everyone because of the fact that not everyone can be trusted, and because then you won't even see the opportunities that are out there. Instead, use judgment and be informed about this. But the whole premise is that we need more trust, not less trust in the world.
Right.
We need more trust.
Right.
And we need to trust in our relationships. We need trust in our teams, in our organization.
This reminds me of what I've talked about over the years with regard to customer service, with regard to
uh-huh.
service. And I've told small business owners, as you know, Stephen, most people would agree that the service in terms of how you're served, the way you're treated, you know, nobody says thank you anymore, all that kind of thing, has gone down over the last 20 years. And so what I've said is, if your small business is opposite of that, you've never had a better time to shine like a beacon in terms of service. So what you're saying now is, in this world, if you're trustworthy or if you're capable of identifying and valuing trust, you have an opportunity to shine like a beacon, don't you?
Absolutely. Same analogy is to the service that applies to trust. That in a low-trust world, what an advantage for the person, for the small business that can be trusted in a world of distrust. Mm-hmm. It's a huge advantage, a huge asset.
Yeah.
And to get really good at this and to build it with your customers and build it on your team, build it with each other, what an opportunity that is.
And I'll tell you, Stephen, there's no group of people on planet Earth can pull this off, this smart trust thing, and be worthy of smart trust like small businesses. And when we come back, folks, Stephen M. R. Covey is going to identify, we're going to talk about what he calls five smart trust actions. We're going to talk about those and how you can put them into place. Folks, this is really powerful, and I'm grateful that Stephen is joining us to talk to us about it. Tony Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.